Time to check back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on what was a very busy last license board meeting of January. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. We're already talking about events at the end of November here.
That's right. That's right. We figured
Amazing.
we'd get them all out there, and then as reminders, as we go along, we'll make note of it and put in reminders. But we didn't want to miss any. We wanted to be sure that people could stuff their calendar for the year. So right off the bat, we got into agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the City of Quincy for special use permits, one day liquor licenses for their 2025 community events. Unless noted, the events are located at the Hancock Adams Common. February 17th is Winterfest, which will be coming up soon, and that's during the vacation week for the kids. So fun. Fun event always. March 8th, remember the ladies at Quincy High School. April 26th, retro concert, soft rock. May 17th, Quincy Symphony Orchestra. May 24th, retro concert, rock and roll. June 28th, Kids Fest. July 6th, patriotic celebration. August 16th, 80s and 90s dance and music celebration. September 20th, Quincy Pops. October 4th, food truck and music festival on Coddington Street. November 28th is the tree lighting. November 29th, Dot's Christmas events. And John McDonald was unable to attend yesterday's hearing, but again, there will be flyers, there will be all of this on our on the City of Quincy website going forward. But wanted to make sure that everybody had a overview of the what's anticipated and more to come, of course. But these are starting to get to be annual events, so we wanted to get all those dates out there as soon as we could. And that went through 5-0.
Okay. Yeah. See, a couple of new ones this year to look forward to. I think that's for the Quincy 400
That's right.
celebration. Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting year for Quincy, with the celebration coming up.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the rock and roll retro concert.
That should be fun, right?
It should be fun. Yeah.
I've been to the patriotic celebration. It is amazing.
Is it?
The acoustics between the church and the Old City Hall building are beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is a nice event. So, and I've been to the True Food Truck Festival, and I've been to the 80s and 90s dance as well. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff coming.
And they're all free,
Yes,
except
a lot
food
of fun
truck. You
stuff
pay
for
for
the
your food,
kids.
obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot of free events for families, so that's exciting. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Asian Resource for special use permits for their Lunar New Year and August Moon Festivals. The Lunar New Year Festival is on Sunday, February 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Quincy High School, 316 Hancock Street. The August Moon Festival is on Sunday, August 17th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Coddington Street. Jessica Zhu was there and is helping with these events, is a sponsor of Quincy Asian Resources. And these events, again, are just getting so popular in our city. And we're anticipating a nice Happy New Year, Lunar New Year festival on February 16th.
Yeah,
And
it's the 37th annual this year.
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. They were talking about the dragon dance and all that. So looking forward to that. And that went through 5-0. Also, at that event and with a bunch of other events in our city is that departments come out and work with the folks at Quincy Asian Resources to make sure that people can register to vote, to know about the assessors, to know some city services that are available. So that's always helpful to the people that go to the event. And we look forward to that. That went through 5-0.
That's a great point, yeah, especially for new arrivals to the city. Great point, Nikki. Yeah.
Agenda item number 3, hearing regarding the request of the Housenet Congregational Church at 310 Manette Ave for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their 14th annual 2025 Chili Cook-Off. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 on Saturday, February 1st. Ralph Jacobs was there to talk to us about that. Some of the information can be found on the Housenet Congregational Church website. There are restaurants that are involved, Troop 6, and also people in the community that take part in this chili cook-off, and mostly for bragging rights. And there's a big good table and some other things there as well, but always a great event down there at the Housenet Congregational Church for their chili cook-off. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Friends for scouting for a special night. Special use permit, one-day liquor license for the annual trivia night fundraising event, Masons Hall at 20 Greenleaf Street. The event is on Saturday, March 8th from 6:30 to 11 p.m. This helps Quincy Friends of Scouting with summer camp and Eagle Scout special projects. Ray Thyberg was there and talked about the event. They split people up into tables, do trivia, and bring their own snacks, but they do have beer and wine.
Okay.
Agenda item number 5, here regarding the request of Pan Ethnic Pourovers Inc. They withdrew their application due to the fact that they had a board meeting and they're going to have an alcohol-free event this year.
Okay.
And that is for their annual Valentine's Day fundraiser on Friday, February 14th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, Pan Ethnic Pourovers at 184 West Quantum Street. They withdrew their application. It's going to be an alcohol-free event.
Good.
Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS for a special use permit for their 27th annual squirrel run on Saturday, June 7th. Special note, it's usually on the week of Flag Day, but where there are so many events on that day for, especially for Quincy 400, that they worked with the administration and changed the day to June 7th. Certainly, you can go on to the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run, Squirrel Run for more information. 100% of the proceeds go to the lab at UMass Medical for a cure for ALS. So it's important, and it's important to Lou Tozzi, who does such a wonderful job every year. I can't say enough about the work he does and working with the Quincy Police, and nothing's changing about the run itself, just the day.
Okay.
Okay,
It's
so
still at
that.
Pageant Field.
Yep,
Okay.
and that went through 5-0 as well.
Oh, great.
Agenda item number 7, hearing regarding the request to the National MS Society for a special use permit for their 2025 Bike MS Cape Cod Getaway on Saturday, June 28th. beginning at 1776 Heritage Drive. Cyclists are expected through Quincy between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. Sandy Haslam sent us all the information. She was unable to attend this year. This is an annual event that happens usually while people are starting their day. Like I said, getting through Quincy on a Saturday between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. Quincy police are notified. The DPW does put up the signs on Quincy Shore Drive, C Street, and Southern Artery to let folks know that they'll be coming through. But it's never been an issue with our city, always for a good cause of the MS Society. And that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number 8, hearing regarding the request of LCMH Corp. Doing business as Schoolhouse Pizza for a common victual license for the premise located at 3 School Street due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Louise Martins, hours of operation 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. No operational changes there. It will stay Schoolhouse Pizza, and it was just it's just a change of ownership that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number 9. Hearing regarding the request of Labzarb Group Inc., doing business as Labzarb Thai Street Food for a wine and malt beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 671 Hancock Street. Proposed manager Jackrit Dinawat. Proposed license premise is a street level 1500 square foot restaurant that will consist of a dining area, kitchen, and restrooms. Attorney Russell Chin was there and spoke on behalf of Labzarb Group. They're already working there, and they have 16 new seats and want beer and wine for requests from their customers, and that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, everybody was in a unanimous mood.
Yes. There was nothing controversial, thank goodness, this week. In other business, we did have election of license board chair and vice chair. And nomination was made by Detective Brown for the chair, Nicole Crispo, city clerk, which I was happy to take. And that was unanimous. And then vice chair, director Rob Conlin, and again, unanimous. So with that, we accepted the minutes from the January 14th hearing, and our next hearing will be on February 11th.
Okay, congratulations, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy
That's
to do it.
great. All right, so we got a lot of business done for the year starting out. Excellent.
Yeah, and we'll make notes, like I said, to bring it up here on QA, and to let people know on the city website of the upcoming events. The Winterfest has been a booming success for the kids. They love it. Parents alike. It's just a good time to come up and mingle and enjoy the Hancock Adams Green.
Yeah, and I know the skating rink will stay open through that school vacation week too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Any city clerk news we should talk about?
I guess I would say that the city census is in the mail. So look out for it. As always, there's a prepaid postage envelope inside. If you could just make any changes in your household, or if it's the same, just sign it and send it back. And that's about it.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for your time, Nikki. Great to catch up with
Okay.
you.
You too. Take care.